When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Where people feel like me forgiving someone will make them think what they did was okay. Yeah. No, you forgiving them keeps you out of mental, spiritual, emotional, and sometimes physical bondage and torment.
Hey everyone, you're tuned into a new season of Human Human, the show that connects truths and bridges the gaps between our human experiences, one conversation at a time. I'm your host, Stacey Eich, and I'm so glad you're here. This episode's special guest is singer, actress, and new author, Michelle Williams. Michelle and I talk human to human about exploring new ways to be a better and safe friend to one another, especially after a pandemic. We talk through transparent moments of finding purpose during the pandemic, and we dive into her favorite chapter in her new book, Checking In, How Getting Real About Depression Saved My Life and Can Save Yours. Before each episode, I give a few recommendations inspired by the conversation you're about to hear. I share a song to add to your playlist, a book to check out, and a reflection question based on something sparked by the episode. So, here we go. This episode's song to put on repeat is If We Had Your Eyes by Michelle Williams herself. This week's read is Michelle's new book on mental health, Checking In. And after you listen, reflect on this question. How much further were you pushed into your purpose because the pandemic made you pivot? Trust me, after you listen to this episode, you'll know exactly why I asked. As always, leave your response in the comments or at humanhumanseries.com. Now, let's get into my conversation with my beautiful friend, Michelle Williams.
It's so good to see your face, Mama. You know, I've been praying for all creatives during this season. I know because this is the world that we're in. This is the world we thrive in. This yeah. is where we make our income. And so I've just been praying, you know, and just to see so many people pivot and do what they've got to do and for God to still provide and sustain. I think it's also a test to see who's just going to sit there and wait for stuff to fall out the sky as well versus, okay, let me expand or tap into other giftings.
It's a, you know, what a beautiful point, because I'm proud of those who were like, let me try something new, but I'm also not mad at those who were like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. There was this, in the beginning of the pandemic, there was so much, if you don't come out of this stronger and smarter and wiser and richer, then you didn't use your time wisely. And it's like, boo-boo.
Keep that over there.
It's like, before I can thrive, I'm going to survive something. My heart goes out to parents who now have become full-time teachers, you know, or people, I mean, I'm not married, nor do I have children, so I'm just going to be honest, the pandemic worked out for me because I live alone.
Right, I feel you 100%.
And, oh my gosh, but I have two sisters with children, three kids each, and like, homeschooling, making sure their internet is set up correctly for tablet learning, and how about just people not knowing that they're going to be, you know, you're furloughed, and are you going to get called back or not called back?
Right.
Income, and so my heart does go out. Yeah. My heart goes out to people though who had to transition and do something else.
Yeah,
and then. But let's go a step further. How many people, and I can't wait to, I normally don't read comments, but the only reason why I would want to read these comments is because I want people to answer this question.
Okay, perfect.
How many of us were pushed into our purpose because we had to pivot?
And pushed away from praise into the purpose.
Had it not, pandemic, you would have stayed in your comfortable place.
Ooh.
You would have stayed right there. When sometimes God, it's still the same thing. He'll let everything work out for your good, but it's like he had to push us out of comfort zones. And then for now we look back and say, man, God, I should have trusted you a long time ago.
Man. And the beautiful
thing. I just wanted to say that.
No, first of all, that's the reflection question, guys. So everybody get your pen and paper out, your heart and your mind and your journal. Get that together. But on top of that, he allowed us to experience it together. So there's not one person in the world, in the entire world, every human will know this story. Every human will understand your pivot. Every human would, and I hope, has a new renewed compassion for their fellow person, for their fellow human, and for themselves. He let us do
that. For yourself. Having grace for yourself first, you know, and then, like you said, not first, but just adding grace to yourself, as much grace as they say, forgive yourself or give grace to yourself as much as you give your best girlfriend.
Right. They say it and they have to say it more than once because we forget so often, so often.
Yep.
And this pandemic, to me, one of the things that I love that you brought to the forefront, because I almost honestly feel like we were kind of just going to like let this one go. Being a safe person is so deep to me. I don't want to hear anybody ask, how are you? If you're not planning on listening, we got to switch it up. So the old us are like, how are you? I'm good. I'm good too. Great. No one really needs to have emotional exchange.
Yep.
Don't need to do all that, right? But this elevated, awakened version of us has to be willing to be safe for others and ourselves.
Absolutely.
I heard you mention that. And I was like, she gets it. Because that's deep. I don't feel like, I think we've given each other girlfriend advice and friend advice for so long. It's like, we've got to be willing to give safe, true, real advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a book called Safe People by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. And when I read just the first few pages in that book, I said, I'm not as safe as I thought. I'm not as a safe person as I thought. Mm-hmm. So it took some uprooting some things, and it's like, be the friend that you say you want.
Yeah,
that's it. Be the person that you want, whether it's romantically, whether it's just who you want in your life as a friend, even as a colleague.
So what are new versions of you as a safe friend? And maybe like, where did you come from? What are the things you thought were safe that sometimes we might still think are safe, and then we found out actually not so much?
Well, this will shock you. It's learning that it was me accepting that I deserve love and support too. Because when you don't feel like you deserve it, you subconsciously almost sabotage relationships that God sent to bless you. Because of your esteem, or you feeling like, well, I told somebody today, I said, man, I used to believe bigger for other people than I did for myself. Yeah. Why is that? I mean, believe big things for other people, right? So I think one of the things I learned is, first of all, recognizing that, oh, not from an entitled place, because I don't just go around hurting people, talking about people, betraying people, stabbing people in the back, abusing people. So I knew that I deserve that in return. You're a safe person when you know, and like I said, not from an entitled place, because an entitled person wants something for nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They want what you have without putting the work in. And it's like, that's not how that rolls. That's not how it goes.
Right.
So I think that was a really, really, really big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do safe people look like in your life now? Like, who gives?
Non-judgmental people.
Mm-hmm.
People who will also hold you accountable and say, all right, sis, now, I love you, but we've been talking about this for 3 years. Now, I'm a rock with you, but we we need to see some growth, some movement, some different narratives of the situation. Because at this point, do you want my help or do you want attention?
Girl. Woo!
What we talking about, sis? What we talking about, bro?
Wow.
And
when something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
It's like they hold you accountable. You got to hold people accountable, especially the ones as they, I've just been reading a lot, and it's like the folks who have a problem for every solution you give them.
That is...
You want attention. You don't want help.
So say that again, because I think we might have thought we heard something else. Say that again.
People that have problems for every solution, especially when they're coming to you with the same thing over and over. So you now have to say, all right, sis, okay, bro, how would you like me to help you? Exactly. We need to see some forward movement.
Exactly.
I'm going to be here and I'm going to rock with you, but I want us to take some steps forward in the situation, because we've really been talking about the same thing and the same person and the same heartbreak for 3 years. They've moved on and had kids. They've opened up businesses, honey. They're thriving, honey. And you still talking about somebody that hurt you 3 years ago. Job you lost 3 years ago.
Ooh.
Okay, what's the solution here to your growth and having a better quality of life? Because when you're always on the negative, those are unhealthy roots that you're nurturing.
Yeah. So what if you
unhealthy
are the person,
seed.
What if you are the person that keeps coming with the problems, hearing a solution and staying with the problem, because there's a deep-rooted, like you were saying, deep-rooted pain there that you keep bringing to the same source. Because if Michelle keeps showing up as a good friend, I'm going to keep talking to Michelle about it because she hasn't shut me down yet. So what if I'm that person?
If I finally say, good sis, good bro, I don't mean no harm, and I want you to know that I love you and I rock with you. It's been a long time and I have not seen, this is coming from no judgment. It's like, what you really should be saying, how can I help you move forward?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you try to say, we've been talking about this for 3 years, you can say, how can I help you moving forward so that the next 3 years of your life is a good quality of life and not a life of bitterness, regret, what if, fear.
Mm-hmm.
I think the root of that is tell the person, yo, you do not have to be afraid, because I'm going to be in your corner and I'm going to help you take the steps to move forward out of this.
Yeah.
I can't take the steps for you.
Yeah.
But I can root you on, pray with you and cheer you on. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are afraid to face what caused the hurt in the first place. And sometimes sometimes you're the root of it. So I'm going to just keep talking to you and blame the other person to deflect that I'm probably the common denominator.
Yeah. And when you find out you're the common denominator, that is a painful truth that you now have to decide, because the pandemic, depending on how you spent it, did a lot of breaking and reckoning. And you did have to face a lot of things. We were only inside. So if you're inside, you got to go inside. That's just what it was for me.
You
know, and I definitely felt that and sensed that from you and from what you were talking about, from where you were talking about, not just what. You could hear that it came from the side door. You're like, hey, the front door, we're not doing that anymore. We went over here to face some new things. And so I have no judgment when people decide I don't want to face that, because I understand how painful it is.
It's painful. And, it is scary.
It's hard.
And you feel like if I ignore it, it will go away.
Yep.
Because have done it too. Mm-hmm. I felt like as long as new opportunities and new people were coming into my life, it went away. It's okay.
Right.
But you're bringing that same you psychologically, mentally, and spiritually, and you're tainting the new that has come in your way. You're tainting new relationships. You're tainting new opportunities because you're bringing old wounds and baggage that you're afraid to let go. Yeah. We get so comfortable in dysfunction. We're okay in something that stinks.
That's crazy.
Have you ever, one time, and I always, sometimes this analogy is hilarious to me. The other day I was cooking a pot of greens. Right? Mm-hmm. So a few hours went by because, you know, they got to simmer for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the same environment for a few hours with this pot of greens cooking. I decide to go take the trash out. I come back inside and I was like, oof. But I didn't realize how bad it stunk because I was sitting
until
in it.
Until you, right.
I went outside and, like, I don't know if some of y'all's grannies, aunties, mamas cook greens or cabbage.
Yes,
it
ma'am.
It stinks.
Yeah.
It tastes good, baby. Put that vinegar, that couscous on there, whatever you put on there, honey, it tastes good. Or mm-hmm. onion and tomato. It stinks.
Yeah.
But you don't know it because you're sitting in it, and you sometimes it takes you going out of the situation,
yes.
taking a step back and say, "Oh, I was sitting in that.
Yes.
I was accepting that for love."
Yes.
Ooh.
So, what surprised you about yourself that you were experiencing accepting over the past 12 mm-hmm. months that you had to wrestle with?
Experience accepting. Okay, you have to love yourself as much as you love on other people. This mm-hmm. was a love on me for the past 2 years. Love on me.
Mm-hmm.
Love on me. And then, like I said, knowing, I think what's been big for me is knowing that I deserve it.
Yeah.
Because when you don't, yes. it's like you almost subconsciously, you don't know you're doing it, but you sabotage great things that come your way. Because old coping behaviors come out that you don't even realize you're doing. You know, you somehow push people away that God sent to bless you and yeah. help you.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. really hard that a lot of our common threads, just as human beings, is that we are, our worthiness is not full, that we are not worthy enough,
yeah.
right? And for me, a lot of that comes, I grew up in a Christian faith. I know you did as well. And that, there's this root of like, we're bad and we are nothing until we have this. And having God in my
right.
life has been an incredible, you know, a part of my journey, but I had to really separate myself from the notion that I'm nothing before something versus like, I came here as something and we came here as something and we are actually innately
yeah.
worthy. Right. And
so good.
I wonder for you, how do you experience faith, Christianity now than maybe before, or has it changed a lot for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, it's definitely a more personal relationship. How God rocks with me mm-hmm. might be different for how you rock with him. Like, I don't get in. As long as you got a relationship with him and you're seeing the fruit and it's manifesting in your life,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I had to be more intentional, setting aside intentional time, you know, writing, journaling, setting that time down, you know. A friend of mine, well, she wakes up at like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 5 like
5 a.m. club people. Yeah.
That's very awesome.
Is it Glow?
But she, yes.
Yes. I listened to that episode when she said that. I said, pause. I know those people. I love those people. I'm a 7 o'clocker.
It.
I'm a 7 o'clocker.
I have not tried 5 a.m., but the 6:30, because my body normally naturally wakes up between like 7:30 and 7:47 a.m. Mm-hmm. every morning. Mm-hmm. But when she was like, give yourself that extra hour and space of before you get to going. And I was like, okay, well, I'll try what you're saying.
Right.
You know, yep. Or the extra 15, 30 minutes, because guess what? You can pray, you know, while you're showering or whatever, or sometimes you, when you just let that water rest on you,
yes,
you know, or when you're just, you might take that 15 minutes extra to take a walk around nature or whatever it is that you want to do. Mm. Just try an extra 15 to 30 minutes earlier, if you can,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know. And it's going to, and consistently,
yeah,
you will see a difference.
What have you been someone able to, says, oh, go ahead.
Someone was saying that your spiritual and financial.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
So breakthrough is on the other side of your consistency.
Pause there.
I get bored quick. Mm-hmm. So about after 20 days, I'm like, all right, God, what's next?
Oh,
but it's like, fight that urge of boredom.
Yeah.
Because consistency will start to feel boring, especially because I'm not a creature of habit. I know people who have done the same routine for years and somehow it works for them.
Right.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. But like, I got to spice up my workouts a little different.
Go to different places. Right. Right.
But as long as you're consistently doing a workout, but that, I'd be like, okay, Lord, what's next? Look, I literally feel that it's about 20 days.
Right.
That's why that Dr. Leaf's 21-day neurocycle, I'd be like, see there? She knows our type. She knows.
Right before. I was just about to say, I was like, doesn't it take 21 days? They said 21 days. They said, I've heard 65 days. Regardless. It's
63. Uh-huh.
63. Yes. Think 63 days, yep, to make a habit. Mm-hmm. So it is hard to be consistent. Even, man, watching ourselves over the past year, but even if you add another extra year, just trying to, the January New Year's resolutions, I believe that as a society, we decided to dump that. But let's think of the year before, right? Where we really hold true to these goals that we put out, and then we decide, oh, well, I feel like being human. I don't feel like being bogged down, whatever those things are. But to your point, a lot of our next level is behind that consistency. And I want to encourage you all to really do that. And And you even talked
just
about-
Just try it.
Right. You even talked about our purposes being born during this pandemic. And I think that is so powerful, and I hope so true for many people. And I wonder what that looked like for you. What purposes did you not recognize or did not take time with until the pandemic or within the past year?
I think I recognize it, but it's just like true surrender and acceptance. Like, okay, God, it looks like you've got me going into this direction of empowering, motivating, and impacting through my speaking and my words, not through music. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. And then, you know, you go through the feeling of, you know, and this is where me and God, where I get honest with God. It's like, well, Lord, if I really step into my calling, will I not be relevant anymore in a certain demographic or entertainment world? And it's like, how dare I? worry about that. Just do what God said do. Just do what he said do. And who cares if you become irrelevant in one area, you will be needed and you'll thrive in the area where he plants you and places you. Worry about that.
Girl, I worried about the same thing, Michelle. I worried about the same thing. You know how we met. We met in the entertainment hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
And I was over here like, hey, I don't know if that's for me right now. I don't know if my heart can do that. That's not where I'm talking about. And it was getting scary because all my friends were saying it. They're like, seems like you're really into wellness. And I was like, no, but I'm in entertainment. And they're like, but you keep talking about this. Have you not, you trying to ignore it? Or would you? I was like, so I hear you. Oh, worry about what God said. Worry about what the actual.
Yeah. It's easier said than done.
Yes.
That even takes intentionality and consistency. And before you know it, your trust cannot build until you do it. Your trust cannot build in any relationship until you get into it and risk hurt. But with God, you know he never hurts. You don't have to worry about that. He always provides. He always provides. You know.
What does your ego say during those times? Like, what's the wrestling with ego when you're like, okay, I see, I hear you, God, cool. And then ego, that's when ego shows up right then. Right then, when you're about to trust, what is your relationship with
ego?
Does it show up? Maybe it doesn't.
I don't think it shows up. Not ego. Oh.
Love it.
No.
Love it.
No. Love it. Love but it should show up like, girl, you got this. Look back at your track record. Even in things that were meant to destroy you, haven't you come out on top of it? You got to, God, look at you and God's track record.
Look at you and God's track record. Yes.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Even if it's one or two things on there, you like,
this makes sense.
Track record speaks for itself.
Right. I'm so glad that you have walked into the space because you have your podcast that's amazing and powerful and real. And then your book is coming out. First, is there a favorite chapter in the book? Because I haven't gotten to read it. So I'm going to get to read it when, you know, it comes out May 25th, right?
Yes.
Yep.
It's the chapter on forgiveness.
Talk to me about that chapter.
The chapter on forgiveness and how we've heard it. You probably heard a variation of it where people feel like me forgiving someone will make them think what they did was okay.
Yeah.
No, you forgiving them keeps you out of mental, spiritual, emotional, and sometimes physical bondage and torment.
Yeah.
And over obsessing about what they did to you and what they're doing right now. Now, there are offenses that are done to you that can be the unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
Abuse. I know someone that I met, a young man. His father just came home one day and killed his mother in front of them.
Oh no. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So from the majority possibly of the world standard, that's unforgivable.
Right.
Unforgivable. And it's like, well, I don't want to get too spiritual or religious.
Go there.
If God can forgive him or her, why can't you? Why can't I? My heart goes out, but crazy thing, I've never been in that situation. So I don't want to speak too heavy into it. But I saw that young man forgive and what it did to his countenance. And he looks like a totally different person. Just that alone is peace. Just peace and freedom alone is priceless to me. True. He looks like a totally different human.
That's a really...
Now, that was something he chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, it's hard to forgive. Somebody cheated on you. You know, somebody overlooked you for something. Somebody betrayed you. You suffered verbal abuse, physical abuse. And I've suffered from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but... You have to move on. You got to move on.
Do you think, now, of course you can't say what forgiveness looks like for everybody, but what does forgiveness look like?
Yes, of course.
Right. Like, what does it look like for you? Do you feel like it's more of an in-person experience? Is it a letter? Is it a conversation? Is it just a you thing? Because sometimes we go
through
this.
It's a you thing.
Yeah.
People think that you have to get on the phone.
Yeah.
Or that you have to go meet somebody for brunch and have the forgiveness talk. No, you do not. You can literally make the choice of say, I choose to walk in forgiveness. Now, it is a daily thing, especially if you might have to see this person at family functions or at work. That's going to be a daily thing. Forgiveness is I'm choosing to forgive this person.
Mm.
You know, when you have to see them, you might forgive them. But then you will be tested if you see them walking their dog on the bike path. Can you give them a friendly nod and say, good to see you today. All right. Forgiveness don't mean.
What's good, y'all? It's Aaliyah from the Young and Dumb Show. I have something for you. If you're young and interested in learning more about different careers, becoming an entrepreneur, and really get into the bag, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the Young and Dumb Show. On this show, we sit down with the biggest, and I'm talking the biggest, career professionals, entrepreneurs, influencers, and entertainers to break down how to be successful in different industries. It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators. Let's get it, y'all.
We talking on the phone every day again. We kicking it. It don't mean none of that.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a one and done thing where you say, you know what? I choose to forgive this person. I'm going to forgive them, but just knowing it's going to be a daily thing to uproot. And forgiveness also means you don't want to seek revenge. How about just start there?
Right.
If you can just start there where you decide to say, I no longer want revenge.
Yes. That is a great starting point. Yes.
You will feel so much lighter. So you probably think you need to go on a diet. You probably just need to seek forgiveness or say, I release my desire to seek revenge. And let life and time do what it's going to do.
Do the rest, right? Because
life and time will do.
Daily and in so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Life and time, you know, when you plant a seed, it takes time and then it harvests. So whatever seed you planted, the Bible talks about seed, time, and harvest.
Yeah.
Whatever you plant.
Yeah.
Time coming. Time, baby. Honey, that seed is germinating, honey. It's getting roots, honey.
Yeah.
And it's going to harvest.
Amazing.
It's going to harvest.
What about self-forgiveness in that space? Because...
It's big. Forgiving yourself and say, I didn't know better, or I did know better and I just made an adult choice. I forgive myself for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive myself. It hurts. I have some woman who's talking about how she just screamed in the shower one day because of that forgiveness of herself was eating her alive and she had to forgive herself. It hurts. Oh, it hurt. It can hurt. It can hurt, y'all. It can hurt.
Yeah. So what do you say to somebody? Because we've given some tools on recognizing yourself, on going back to forgiving yourself, to being willing to look at yourself in the mirror. We're not, these are not easy things. So we're saying, hey guys, you can do it. Once people start doing it, what is your advice on like continuing that path? Because it's daily on reinventing yourself, on re-meeting yourself, on transitioning from old to new and staying in that
space. Oh my gosh. And environment matters. You know, and maybe you can't go to those same environments until you are strong and whole. So that's good. First and foremost. Environment. Changing the people that you confide in and talk to. Because are you talking to people that's rooting you on? Girl, yes, honey. Because if I was you, honey, I'd have been sliced them. Okay. Or it's, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You need somebody who's going to say, pipe down. Come on down. Come on down. Who are you talking to about it? Who's mentoring you? Who are you seeking wise counsel from? Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes we do need that one good girlfriend that's be like, girl, you know, you need sometimes you need one in the bunch. Sometimes you need one in the bunch.
But you know that that's the one.
It just be like, all right, sis. All right. Okay. Yeah. I hear you. Thank you for that perspective.
Yeah.
But maybe let me try another response, just because I respond like that all the time and I don't like the result.
Yeah.
You know, it's how you're responding to people now. You watch your responses. Sometimes not responding is a response. Somebody sends you a text that pisses you off. Leave them on read. Mm-hmm. You don't have to respond. Mm-hmm. And they might text you back to back to back. I know you see this message. I know. I do see the message. Yeah. Especially if it says delivered. If you got an iPhone, yep, I saw it. I'm not responding to that. Mm-hmm. And they'll eventually, you teach people how to treat you. They'll get used to your boundaries and your adjustments.
And we have to get used to them too. Because we got to also stick to our boundaries sometimes.
We have to stick to our boundaries as well. Because us good people will start feeling guilty about the boundaries and adjustments we set and make. We're like, well, he was just playing. He ain't mean it. You know, no, ma'am. No, sir. Don't do that. Trust and just continue to watch them. And if their fruit is consistently the same, you know they haven't changed. Everybody has room to change. I have room to change. You have room to change. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm not perfect. I look at my last relationship. He's not to blame totally for it. I'm not to blame totally for it. But I've had to look at some of the fruit of that and make some changes. Like, okay, just because I saw that growing up, where did that get me? Mm-hmm. Nowhere. Okay. So we can't blame that. Well, it's because, you know, it's because my mom and them and how that works.
Man.
A sea of dysfunction, and we think it's normal.
And we have to stop placing blame on our parents. As much as we understand that some things have come from our upbringing, now it is our choice to make a new choice.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I also encourage people, try counseling or therapy one time, two times, mm-hmm. and then so you can get a perspective, so they can be like, maybe that's dysfunction.
Yeah. Because they're not in your family. They're not your cousin. They don't care. They don't owe you anything but the truth.
Yeah. That's dysfunction. I know you're still thriving, but you're paying the consequences for it right now. But it's dysfunction. What we think is normal is dysfunction.
Okay, hold on, y'all. I took a pause on that because I do think that a lot of us suffer from that. I do think a lot of us, we don't even recognize when it's dysfunction because everyone else around us is also either cheering it on or thinks it's fine or doesn't want to help or hasn't said it the truth.
Yeah, because you don't see the immediate consequences or the immediate results of your dysfunctional behavior. So you think it's okay, it's normal, it's fine.
That was something that I really loved. You mentioned a while ago, you said that you experienced depression during a lot of wins, during this time you were thriving. You're like, I'm killing it. And somehow this is happening. And I resonated with that so much because we feel so much shame when we're like, I should be grateful. I should be happy. Everything's looking beautiful.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I speak about this in my book too, where Matthew Knowles, and I've talked about this person publicly, and he and I have already had a discussion about it in recent years, and how he was just like, I just didn't want you to not look around and see all the great things going. But he's like, I just did not know the depth. So some people are like, no, just have gratitude. Just have gratitude. And I have endless gratitude. But baby, I was also depressed before I got in Destiny's Child. I've been depressed since the seventh grade. I just didn't have a name for it.
Yeah.
I just didn't have a name for it until I was in my 30s where I got a diagnosis of depression. And so, but once you put a name to it and you get to the root of certain things, because in some cases, depression and anxiety are just symptoms or responses to some trauma that's gone on undealt with. And that trauma could be as little as you were talked about a lot in school. So that's poisoned your self-image.
Yeah.
You know, or the depression can be something truly traumatic. You suffered the loss of a loved one. Or you could suffer the loss of your innocence in your childhood. You know what I mean? And so you don't know how, so then you develop unhealthy coping strategies to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, you go on years and years and years with depression or anxiety.
What do you hope that people get out of your book? Like, sitting and getting checked in and saying, checking in, let's really do that. That's a deep, you're asking for me to sit down and go inside. So what do you hope to get out of it? Yeah.
As mama said, sit down. I mean, get your tail inside.
Mm-hmm. right. You're literally saying, hey, I know the street light's still on, but go inside. Like just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go inside.
Yeah.
Go inside. Your relationships will be much better. Who you are as a person and what you give as a person will be so much better. Be so much better. And you deserve it.
Yeah.
And we will suffer from less physical ailments as well when we just learn to try to let a few things go a little bit at a time. We're not asking for perfection. I'm not asking for perfection. No one around you should be asking for perfection.
Exactly.
You should be seeking progress, though.
Yep.
As a progress, not perfection, in the words of the great Denzel Washington.
Right.
Progress, not perfection.
Right. Right. I love it so much. And I genuinely hope that we all really sat with the tools of being a safe person. I believe that that's going to be how we move forward, by really knowing the different questions to ask our friends, the different questions to ask ourselves, the different questions to ask the people around us. And I hope we all really sat with that part, because with where we came from, we got to go somewhere different, y'all. We got to go somewhere different.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
And you know what? And then right now, even with the times that we're living in as it relates to social justice, you know, we have a right to be angry. You know, we've got a right to be angry. And I just been also praying on ways, okay, Lord, well, how do I take my moments of anger? How do I take my moments where I'm looking at the news about something. How can I turn this anxiety to something? What can I do to make a contribution to this situation here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, and right now, you know, we have a right to be angry, but we don't have the right to hurt other people. That's what we don't have the right to.
Yeah.
How can we make that balance of anger and like, you know what, but I need to look at my anger, but not hurt somebody in the process.
That's a good challenge. That's a good challenge. I don't know if you remember, this is so funny. A couple years ago, well, me and Michelle met because she came on the set for my show Own Tonight on Own Network. And that was so much fun. We had this deep conversation. I'm like, oh my God, it's so great. Yay. And then I see you two years later and I walk up to you. I was like, hey, Michelle, I don't know if you remember me. And you're like, Stacey, what are you doing? And I bust out.
Checking in.
That was a
I remember good people. good spirits and good energy.
That was one of the most safe and funniest experiences I've ever had. I was like, that was like so humbling for me, but also like this person is just so beautiful. Because literally you're like, Stacey, okay, you ready? The way you did it was just too, it was the funniest thing. I was like, yep, that happened.
We're not doing that today.
I was like, I just had to share that because that was definitely just a fun moment that I was like,
yeah,
there are some really amazing people in this world, in this industry.
Stacey, and you're one of them. You are a light. You have so much to give and offer. Trust God's timing in everything. Yes. You're not overlooked. You're not forgotten. Yeah. So just trust his timing and all the good things he has for you, because he does. And it's as bright as your smile. It really is.
I love you. Yeah. I love you so much.
Yeah. So seriously, we got love on each other, man. Yes. You know, and so I just remember that about you. Yes. I remember good energy. Ma'am.
I'm so proud of you. This version of vulnerability that you're choosing to put in the world, the transparency, the details of how to truly get to know yourself on every scale, it is saving lives. I am well aware of the people that come on and checking in on Instagram, that sit in to make sure, can you call on me? Will you bring me in? That are truly checking in with themselves because you've given them permission. And I'm really grateful to watch it. Yeah.
Well, Stacey, I am grateful for you too. Listen, I'm saying it publicly. You know, I ride with you. I ride for you. I'm here for you. So let's do this again.
For sure.
Next time it's going to be in person.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Seriously.
It's going to be in person. I brunch, wait. Mimosas.
Yes.
Bellinis. All of that.
Yes. I love it. You're amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. Well, be well. We'll do this again. Yes. And we'll all just continue to try to be good humans.
Yes.
Safe humans.
Safe humans. Remember, you guys, her book comes out on May 25th. Make sure if you haven't already gotten it, get it for you and get it for a friend, because it's time to check in.
Thanks for listening to the Human to Human podcast and this episode featuring our conversation with Michelle. What did you think about the episode? You liked it, right? So you know what to do. Subscribe, rate, leave a review, and while you're at it, share this with someone you love or just someone you like, as long as you share it. Stay connected between episodes at humantohumanseries.com, where I will definitely be answering this episode's reflection question. And come hang out with us on Instagram at humantohuman with Stacey Ike. And you can find me at One Take Stace. Not one like the number one like the only one. I'm your host, Stacey Ike, and remember, we are not what we do. We are who we choose to be. So let's be curious, let's be in community, and let's stay connected. Love y'all.
This episode was produced by Stacey Ike, Tracy Lincoln, audio engineer, Jarrell Jones, and special thanks to our guests and the entire team of Stacey Ike, Inc.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.